This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. India has strongly rejected the motivated and baseless comments made by Pakistan on the Waqf Amendment Act enacted by the Parliament. In response to media queries regarding comments made by Pakistan on Waqf Bill, MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, Pakistan has no locus standi to comment on a matter that is internal to India. He said Pakistan would do better to look at its own abysmal record when it comes to protecting the rights of minorities instead of preaching to others. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said the Northeast region is at the heart of many key Indian policies like Neighbourhood First, Act East or the BIMSTEC and asserted that the region's relevance will grow with time. He was addressing a meeting of ambassadors for the upcoming Northeast Investors Summit 2025 organised by the Ministry of Development of Northeastern Region yesterday. Dr. Jaishankar urged foreign envoys to explore the region and promote its attributes to their governments and industries.
You're all aware that the Northeast region is at the heart of many key Indian policies. It could be Neighbourhood First or Act East or the BIMSTEC. The Northeast adjoins five of our neighbours on land. Its boundaries are the interface between the Indian subcontinent and the ASEAN. Many of our recent initiatives involving immediate neighbours emanate from this very region. Others in the making are equally important, whether we speak of the Trilateral Highway or the Kaladan project.
The government said that India's trade with the United States is expected to grow and reach $500 billion by 2030. Briefing the media in New Delhi, Commerce and Industry Secretary Sunil Barthawal said, in view of the current tariffs imposed by the US, there are both concerns and opportunities for India. He, however, said India has taken a path of trade liberalization and is pursuing a bilateral trade agreement with the United States. He added that this path will open many opportunities for both countries. The secretary also informed that both sides have broadly come to an understanding on the next steps towards a mutually beneficial multi-sector bilateral trade agreement with the goal of finalizing its first tranche by fall 2025. The secretary added that both countries will hold discussions on the bilateral trade agreement this week. The Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas has awarded 28 blocks under the Open Acreage Licensing Policy Bid Round 9 with an area of over 1,36,000 square kilometres, highlighting its significance. Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri said this will help India reach its untapped energy potential and reduce import dependency. Mr. Puri said this will have far-reaching implications on the energy sector. Delhi government has issued notices to all the schools in the national capital against complaints of exorbitant fees and harassment of parents and students. Talking to media in New Delhi, Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta said no school has the right to harass any parent or child, threaten to expel them from school or increase the fees. She said the state government will not tolerate any such actions. The Delhi Chief Minister further mentioned any hike in school fee must be introduced within the existing rules and laws, and any school found violating this will have to bear the consequences.
किसी भी स्कूल को ये कतई अधिकार नहीं है कि वो किसी पेरेंट्स को या बच्चों को हैरेस करे, तंग करे या स्कूल से निकालने की धमकी दे या अनॉर्मल फी हाइक करे. इसके लिए नियम कायदे कानून है जिनकी अनुपालना जो है वो बहुत जरूरी है. यदि कोई भी स्कूल इस तरीके से करता हुआ पाया जाएगा तो उसको अपने आप भुगतना पड़ेगा.
India's retail inflation eased to 3.34% in the last month, driven by significant easing in food prices. The Ministry of Statistics and Programme Implementation said it is the lowest year-on-year inflation in nearly 6 years after August 2019. The food inflation rate for the last month, based on the All India Consumer Food Price Index, is provisionally reported at 2.69%. It was lowest after November 2021. Indian cricketer Shreyas Iyer has been named the ICC Men's Player of the Month for March for his stellar performance with the bat during the Champions Trophy 2025. Iyer played a crucial role in India's campaign, amassing 172 runs at an impressive average of 57.33 across the final three matches, helping the team clinch their third Champions Trophy title. And that is the end of this news bulletin.